repeats softly, "Is that you?" Blood rushes back through my limbs as I'm freed of his hold, and even though my initial instinct is to flee, I stay put, comforted by the growing familiarity of this man. The lights flick on and I blink against the brightness before focusing on the image in front of me. I know him. Cole? My breathing is erratic from all the excitement as I attempt to calm myself. I have a hard time believing that it's him, but it is. His dark hair is still short, but significantly longer than he had worn back when he was in active duty. Dark stubble now covers his once clean-shaven jawline. And his eyes, the same warm brown I remember, hold a depth of sorrow I know all too well. "Are you okay?" he asks me, concern creasing his brow. "I didn't hurt you, did I?" I can't stop staring at him as he backs away, but I force my brain to function and answer his question. "I'm okay," I say. "You scared the crap out of me, though. What are you doing here? I haven't seen or heard from you since..." I let my thought trail off. "It's been a long time," he says, and I see a ghost of a smile flick across his mouth. 4 years, I clarify. "Does Emma know that you're..."
"No,"
Cole interrupts me.
"No one knows."
He looks at me with an almost panicked expression and timidly asks,
"She's not here, is she?"
"Your sister would be a pretty terrible best friend if she were here." I shake my head and laugh, unable to help myself. A soft chuckle escapes from Cole, and for a moment his brown eyes don't seem so haunted.
"True. I'm kind of glad she wasn't here to help with that covert attack."
He rubs his bicep and looks around at the floor.
"What did you hit me with?"
I bite my bottom lip and feel my cheeks grow warm. "Your mom's tea kettle." Cole spots it and lifts it from where it landed.
"Lucky for me, she doesn't keep a cast iron pan lying around,"
I hear him mutter. A smile curves my lips as I take the kettle and move past him into the kitchen.
"So what brings you to my parents' lake house at this hour?"
Cole asks as he trails behind me.
"I take it from the jammies that you're sleeping here?"
"Yes." With my back turned to him, I place the kettle on the counter and glance down at my jammies. The long bottoms were okay, but my thin cami left little to the imagination. "My apartment is in unlivable conditions at the moment, so Emma asked your parents if I could stay here." I cross my arms over my chest in an effort to cover up and turn around to look at Cole. His eyes quickly flick up to mine. When I realize he was most certainly staring at my backside, my cheeks flush again, and I'm instantly filled with a shyness I can't really explain. The little flutter in my stomach is also a reaction I can't quite process.
"Unlivable conditions?" he asks. "Like what?"
"Like half of my apartment is nothing but soot and scorched memories." Cole's eyebrows crease in confusion, so I elaborate. "My neighbor apparently left a candle burning unattended. The fire took all of her place, part of mine, and her neighbor's on the other side."
"Jesus, Jenna," Cole replies with a concerned expression. "You weren't home, were you?"
He moves toward me, and the action appears to be purely out of concern, but it still makes me feel strange. Cole Sullivan has been a part of my life from the time I was 6 years old, ever since I moved from Indiana to Virginia and instantly bonded with his younger sister over our mutual love of My Little Pony and annoying our older brothers. But not once in all of our years knowing each other do I remember him ever looking at me like that. It wasn't so much the worried look on his face that threw me, but the devastation that mingled with it. Like if anything bad had happened to me, he wouldn't be able to live with himself. "No," I tell him and shake my head. "I was out when it happened."
"Thank God,"
I hear him say softly.
"Why didn't you just stay with Emma?"
"Because she's hosting your Uncle Roy and Aunt Marina along with their 3 kids for the week," I answer. "They came down for your mom's big birthday bash this coming weekend." I met his eyes and stare at him intently. "Enough about me, though.